every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
A good evening and welcome aboard to another night, another day, and another week as we roll into Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for taking time out of your busy life and day to spend it with us for the next hour as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more. Talk some humanity about just some of the things going on in our crazy world. Some of the good things, by the way. So we get it going here a Monday into a Tuesday. Dominic Jimenez along the way. He had a little sojourn on Saturday night. We're going to get a little travelogue, if you will, for Dom. You got one guess, folks, knowing Dom as you do. What do you think it involves? Of course, it involves sports. Goes without saying. Today is Monday. We go back to Saturday night, and I'm going to look it up real quick. The Valkyries hosting, obviously, in the Bay Area. Why do they put the WNBA on this app? They put the WNBA like, Dom, jump on here real quick. Who'd you see? Valkyries and who? I want to say
it was
the
Los Angeles Sparks. Cameron Brink's first game healthy in the Bay, back in the Bay Area.
Little NoCal versus SoCal. Good job. So we will get into that. And then I went down memory lane with the WNBA back to its infancy with a Amherst, Massachusetts, Stanford, NYU, and Jamila Wideman. In these girls, there is hope in the muscle or something like that. It's about women's high school basketball and on. She played in the WNBA. She's now the general manager at age 49. And boy, I remember she was in college. So we were talking a quarter century ago. But Jamila Wideman, her father, a famous author and activist, John Edgar Wideman from Amherst, Massachusetts. But she's now the general manager of the Washington Mystics, and I did not know that. So we learn something new every day. Listen, we roll into August. Look, we're in the middle of the month, folks. Think about this. The baseball was good. That's where we're going to start. Milwaukee is tearing it up. How are they doing it? They're doing it because they're a talented team. But do they have the best lineup, the most feared lineup in baseball? I don't think they do by a long shot. So we'll break down the Brew Crew a little bit, have a little fun with that. The Dodgers 3-3 on the homestand wasn't great. Red Sox came back to earth out west. We're coming back on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. Keep it right here.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Take a little rhythm with Allie Thompson. I'm Marty Terrell here. You can reach out at sportsovernight.com. Sportsovernight.com. Check out the app as well in Google Play and also in the app stores. We get it going here on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. The riches come in as well. We look forward to that. So our alternating hours throughout the overnight, we got you covered. All right, so... I fibbed a little because I do want to touch on, you know, I had an appointment with myself today, come hook or crook, whether on an airplane, train, or any, I got to tune in and see what the talking heads are talking about in terms of Shedeur Sanders. My Lord, it calmed down everybody. I mean, he played well, but I mean, my Lord, preseason game against the godforsaken Carolina Panthers. Look, the Cleveland Browns, I mean, listen, Cleveland's a great sports town. It's an easy town to pick on. Because, you know, I mean, they've been lovable losers for so long. And, of course, you've had, but, you know, look, the Cavaliers, you know, the Indians / Guardians 2016. I thought they were going to absolutely add another layer to the Cubs' misery when, you know, the home run by Raja tied that game and ultimately a rain delay. And then the Cubs got it taken care of and ultimately the Cubs broke their curse of the Billy Goat and claimed their first championship in seemingly forever. So anyways, I digress a little. So Cleveland, look, they're starved. They're starved for an NFL winner in the worst way. They really are. So, you know, look at Shedeur Sanders. What was he picked? 199th in the draft. I mean, that's Brady-esque, wasn't it? I got to look that up and I'll do it during the break. Where was he taken? But I mean, he kept slipping and slipping and slipping. I mean, there was talk he was going to be a first round pick. My gosh. I mean, he went as late can be. I mean, you know, final 50 picks, final 52, three picks. Finally, Sanders taken by Cleveland. Look, they've got four quarterbacks in camp. If he wins the quarterbacking derby, great. It'll be a good story. But it ultimately is going to come down to what? You got to play winning football. 144th overall. Look at that, Dom. See what I mean, folks? Boom. He tickles the ivory on his keyboard and 144 in the draft. So think about it. I think Brady was 199. Anyways, and I got a little take on Brady's statue. They put up the Tom Brady bronze statue outside Gillette Stadium, and it's a 30-minute, my Lord. I mean, talk about overkill. He did get a good dig in at Belichick. He got a good dig in against the New York Jets. And other than that, it was Robert Kraft. It was the radio guy for the Patriots, Bob Soci. And look, guys showed up. I mean, his teammates were there. It was a good deal. You know, Brady looking great. I mean, he looks like he could just absolutely put on the pads, put on the helmet, and go out there and throw five touchdowns. I mean, he is in great physical shape. But anyways, that's not happening. Soon now, he's got himself involved with Fox. He's got himself involved with the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's where we start with the football. So let's calm down on Shedeur Sanders. I'll take a sneak peek a little bit later on before the top of the hour. We'll see where Cleveland goes next. I mean, look, I have no issue with people having their curiosity piqued a little bit, especially if you're, you know, if you're, you know, if you're in Northeast Ohio and, you know, Cleveland, like I said, it's a great sports town, and they're just starved for a winner. So they're going to grab any little nugget, any little morsel of goodness and hope, and they're going to run with it. And you can't fault them for that. And it's just as simple as that. I mean, I can go back a million years when, you know, they were going to draft the kid of Ohio State, Tom Cousineau, a great linebacker, and his NFL career was, I think, fell well short of his hype. But he ended up getting snagged by Buffalo, and there was a lot of talk that Cleveland and Buffalo were going to, you know, and they're very close to each other. I mean, it's a couple hours drive, right, from Cleveland to Buffalo. There was a lot of hope along the banks of Lake Erie that Cousineau was going to end up in Cleveland. Well, he ended up in Buffalo, and the rest is history. So I digress. The baseball is where we have to start. Look it. The Milwaukee Brewers, folks, are, I mean, this is the real deal. I mean, you look at this team and you say, how are they doing it? They're a league best 29 games over 500. I knew, and I said so, and it's not about being right or wrong, but you knew the Mets were going into a mess. You just knew going into American Family Insurance, going into the Brewers home park, you knew it was going to, because look at the Mets are hearing it. The Mets are hearing it from everybody. You know, morning glories, have a great regular season, they will fold in the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. But the Mets yesterday, I mean, it was unbelievable. 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 lead. And then Milwaukee comes back, bottom four, and hangs a 3 spot on them. And you knew right there and then it was game on. But the Mets come back, get another run, so it's 6-3. Then it's 6-5 when they put up two more bottom five. They got single runs, 8th and 9th, 12 hits to 10 for the Mets. Milwaukee gets it done, and Diaz imploded out of the bullpen, absolutely imploded. And how did the Brewers win it? Isaac Collins homers to right field, bottom of the 9th. Joey Ortiz, kid has been amazing. How about Contreras? Ortiz had a big game yesterday, and you look back at Milwaukee's weekend and the Mets, look at, don't look now. The Mets are 5.5 back of Philadelphia. They're not winning that division. And do the Mets have a better lineup than the Milwaukee Brewers? I think so. Do the San Diego Padres have a more potent lineup than the Milwaukee Brewers? I think so. Do the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League have a better lineup top to bottom than the Milwaukee Brewers? I think so. I'll listen to anybody that would argue that, but I mean, and I'm not saying that Milwaukee's horrible. I'm not. They got that kid out of Boston, Frelick. He's been very good. Hope I pronounced the name right. He has been a nice, more than a pleasant surprise. So listen, Milwaukee, you know, listen, this is a pitching staff. You know, you got McGill in the back end of the bullpen with 28 saves, and you just look at that, and let me get the stat sheet out because it's impressive. I mean, it really is impressive. You look at the Brewers right now, and I look at the individual player stats, and I'll go to the pitching. Peralta, 13-5. You have Quinn Priester at 11-2. He's 11-2. Quintana, who has been a journeyman, he's been around for 13 years, 9-4. So they likely are going to have at minimum two, they'll have potentially a 20-game winner in Peralta. Priester is trending towards maybe 16 or 17. And Quintana probably would be a stretch to get to 16 wins. But listen, that's almost unheard of today. I mean, this idea, don't forget the Orioles one time had four 20-game winners. Or was it three? I think it was four. Dobson, Cuellar, McNally, and Palmer. I mean, think about that. Four 20-game winners, that's 80 wins. Even a dummy like me can make that addition. Was it three or was it four? I think it was four. Mike Cuellar, Pat Dobson, Jim Palmer, Dave McNally. I'll have to, again, I'm giving myself a lot of research projects here. But anyway, so that's where we go. Red Sox, I want to, let me back up just a little. Just look at New York baseball. I mean, the Mets have imploded. The Yankees are a mess. I mean, the Yankees can't even get through Old Timers Day on Saturday without something crazy happening. And then that's, 55-year-old Mariano Rivera, all-time leading closer in the game, all-time leader in saves. And what does he do? He blows out his Achilles, taking a fly ball off the bat of Willie Randolph. I mean, the Yankees have just got like this black cat. They got this black cloud that's just carrying them around. So, or they're carrying the black, the black cloud around. The Yankees right now, I said it last week. Do I think they'll get into the playoffs? Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe they won't. You know, you know, this went from a little bit of a tailspin to they're a mess right now. And let's see where the Red Sox go to Houston and the Yankees are going to host the Twins. We're coming back. We'll do some Dominic. We'll find out. Do some WNBA and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Who stole my girl from me?
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Jeff and Jen, the Riches from Phoenix, will be serenading us with sports discourse throughout the late night and early morning hours here across the country and around the globe. Yeah, the Orioles in 71, Baltimore had 4 20 game winners in 1 year. That'll never happen again. Never. I mean, absolutely never. And then they didn't win the World Series. Pittsburgh beat them. Beat them in the 7-1 World Series, first night game in history. Imagine that. There was never a night game in the World Series until that year. 68th Ball Classic. Pittsburgh won the series in 7. Roberto Clemente, who then died in the plane crash with relief aid in Nicaragua. And I read this from Wiki real quick. Roberto Clemente, whose all-round brilliance was on full display on a national stage. Game 4 in Pittsburgh was the first World Series game played at night. Danny Murtaugh, the skipper of Pittsburgh, and the inflammable Earl Weaver for the Orioles. The Buccos, the Pirates, and the Orioles would do it all again. Actually, the first World Series game I ever attended was 1979, before Game 1, and it snowed. And I'll never forget looking out down the left field line. There's Howard Cosell, who was there because ABC had the World Series in 79. And he's out there with his little rubbers or galoshes and boots on. And I want to say they ultimately played that night. But, man, the snow had to melt. It was that wet, slushy. It was a disaster. And that was the day when they used to put the auxiliary media in the stands with plywood over the seats. And that's what you used to keep score and do your deal. It was antiquated times. All right, let's get to Dom here. Dom, I want to start with, before we get to Valkyries and the Sparks, with you. I was shocked the other night. I really was. No Angel Reese for Chicago. Chicago's not any good. They fired one coach, and the new guy isn't doing great stuff. And, you know, they've been injury marred. I'll give them that. But they do have Cordoza, who's pretty good. And she played, I think, A-OK. Caitlin Clark. And yet, Gainbridge Fieldhouse was rocking. It was, and CBS had the game. Not just CBS Sportsnet. This was full-blown, over-the-air network CBS on Saturday night. I was shocked. I figured it'd be a bevy of empty seats. You know, people just saying, you know what, I'm not going unless Caitlin. But I've got this gauged wrong. People are into it. The WNBA has now crossed a threshold into credible, good, wholesome family entertainment, with the exception of the idiots in Atlanta, L.A., Phoenix, and Chicago who thought it was funny to throw sex toys out on the court. Despicable. But that being said, I've been dying to ask you. Let me ask you a couple questions, Dom. It's like I'm interviewing you. How embraced are the Valkyries, the Golden State Valkyries of the WNBA, in their inaugural season in the Bay Area? Tell me.
So I'll answer that question with a little anecdote. I've been to, I think, 5 games now, and one thing that they do at the Chase Center is they do a roll call. They have their in-game, in-arena announcer, host, say, all right, mm-hmm. If you're joining us from the East Bay, make some noise. The East Bay goes crazy. If you're joining us from the South Bay, make some noise. Crowd goes crazy. Join us from the North Bay, goes crazy. Peninsula, San Francisco. The crowd is always loudly cheering, and to my knowledge, they've sold out every game. I don't know how... I'm not going to say viable. I don't know how long the excitement is going to last, because I don't know. I haven't lived in the rest of the country. But I know here in the Bay Area, people are a sucker for what's new. I remember the cupcake craze of the last 10, 15 years where it felt like there was a new cupcake shop opening up in every downtown area, whether it's a suburb like Burlingame or South City or here in downtown San Francisco. It felt like there were all of a sudden hundreds of cupcake shops, and that didn't last long because us people here, I can only speak from my experience, people in the Bay Area love the new thing. I don't know how long this love affair is going to last with the Valkyries, but I think if it does, you know, 75, they can retain 75% of this excitement. It's very impressive because they have likable players right now, and I've talked about this with you and on other shows and just with my friends. They don't have a superstar right now. They're a lot like the Giants in that way, where they don't have, if the Valkyries were not a new team, they don't have that one player who's like their best player. I got to go watch that player today. I got to go get their jersey. They don't have that, but they've been a successful enough team that they, coupled with all of the excitement of the new thing, that I think it is a viable product moving forward here in the Bay Area.
Here's what I want to know. And talking to Dominic Jimenez, he went to Valkyries and Sparks on Saturday night, Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. Here's what I want to know, though. No part of that building is cordoned off, right? So a sellout is a legitimate sellout, a la the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry and company, right? No seats, you know, no black curtain to disguise empty seats in the upper deck. Would that be correct?
I to my knowledge, I have not noticed anything blocked off, no.
Interesting. All right. And then are you starting to see the gear, the Valkyries gear and swag around the city as you travel the BART, the Bay Area Regional Transit Authority? Are you starting to see their stuff? Are people wearing it, obviously, to the games, but are you seeing it pop up throughout your travels in the city?
So it's fascinating. I don't actually see a lot of team gear when I'm out, period. If it's not a game day. Obviously, being down in the area, saw the Giants played in the afternoon before the Valkyries played at night. Saw tons of Giants jerseys, tons of Valkyries gear. Yeah. Occasionally on BART or when I'm out in one of the other cities, I'll see, you know, a sweatshirt or a hat. But for the most part, that's kind of it. I will say, though, Sunday night, one of the local card shops here, it's about 20 minutes south of where I live, about 35 south of where Byline is, had a meet and greet, an autograph signing and photo op with two of the players, Kayla Thornton and Monique Billings. The line, it's in an outdoor plaza, so you know there's restaurants, there's like a Rite Aid, a Starbucks, there's this shop, there's a yoga place. It's a little outdoor mall, and the line was insane. So just because I don't see a lot of the merch besides what I wear, because I have like four different Valkyrie hats at this point, I don't see a lot of the merch. I'll see a hat or a jacket every now and then on BART, but that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Talking to Dominic Jimenez, here's the thing. So now let's expand outside of your wheelhouse. Are you shocked that, you know, the Fever are playing as well as they are without Caitlin, number one? Number two, the TV draw. CBS on a Saturday night. Now, look, Saturday night's not a huge TV night, so I get it. But that really did surprise me. I mean, I thought I was seeing things wrong. I said, there's no way. That's CBS Sportsnet. No, it isn't. It's the over-the-air network. So are you surprised that the league is gaining even more traction? Sands, Clark, Reese in a Saturday night game, and some other star players. I mean, you've got Brittany Stewart, who's out in New York. She's got an injury, so they're on bated breath. And you've got the Minnesota Lynx dominating the women's circuit right now. So you tell me, are you surprised at how this league continues to grow exponentially in lieu of some star quality players being held out right now? Let me hear.
Really quick, Brianna Stewart with the Liberty. She's the one
Brianna
with the knee injury. Yeah, but I will say there's been two sides of the main WNBA discourse over the last couple of years that is focused primarily around Caitlin Clark, obviously. The first is that nobody would care about the league if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. And the other is there were star players here before Caitlin Clark. There will be star players without Caitlin Clark. People should watch it anyway. And I think what we're finally seeing is both ends of that neither one of those is an absolute. Like, has Caitlin Clark, I think we're seeing those brought together. Did Caitlin Clark bring a lot more eyeballs to the WNBA? Absolutely. Would they thrive without her? I think they'd do just fine. But I'll say you put those two things together where now these extra eyeballs are watching the likes of Asia Wilson, of Nafisa Collier, of Breonna Stewart, of Sabrina Ionescu, of Kelsey Plum. The list goes on and on. Now, if you had asked somebody before in the past, we'll call it 6 years ago, can you name a WNBA player? They might name Diana Taurasi, and they might name Brittany Griner. That might be it.
That's actually
a huge maybe. They may not even be able to do that. But now if you ask a casual fan, I'm pretty sure they might mention Sabrina Ionescu. They can say Caitlin Clark. They may mention a Sophie Cunningham, who she's not a great basketball player, but she is great at building her brand. They might say a Nafisa Collier, a Breonna Stewart, a Paige Beckers. There's a lot more eyeballs than people, and you know, people, I don't watch the women's game. No way, never. Whether they want to admit it or not, the WNBA has grown and it's popular now.
There's sex appeal there. That's the elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. But Sophie Cunningham is beautiful. I mean, she is a very good looking gal. And the other stereotypical stuff, I'm not going to touch with a 10-foot pole. But I'll say this: anybody that says that, you know, that people aren't attracted to these ladies, they're getting endorsement deals, which you can't believe. I mean, it is crazy. I love it. This whole phenomenon just intrigues the heck out of me. All right, we're coming back. Great job out of you, Dominic, too. Good job out of you. He's got the WNBA, and I'm butchering names. I mean, I'll rename every girl.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, welcome back. Sports Overnight America. Across country and around the globe, we're heard on great radio stations, WGCH Greenwich, Connecticut, Youngstown, Ohio, on the weekends. And we just love having these people in Marshalltown, Iowa. And they sneak in on the weekends, too, and tap the metro area of Des Moines. I was saying earlier, you know, obviously we're in the middle of August, and boy, once we roll into Labor Day, I mean, and I'm telling you right now, this the New York metropolitan area has got it going. I mean, they really do. Now let's see if the Mets and Yankees do their part. I would say right now the Mets more likely than the Yankees, but we shall see. But right now, both of those teams are in a free fall. They really and truly are. And I was surprised the Dodgers with a homestand, you know, going 3-3, and they're headed out on the road. And then we've got the, you know, you've got the Yankees now home against the Twins. This would be a series where you'd like to think that they would, you know, right their ship here a little bit. But then, you know, they're going to go to St. Louis. And even though St. Louis is faded badly, you know, that town is a huge sports town, huge baseball town, baseball and hockey. I mean, you know, the Rams are long gone. Basketball, as far as St. Louis is concerned, yeah, I mean, Tatum came out of there. There's some great talent. Jason Tatum came out of St. Louis, goes to Duke. They have produced, the inner city of St. Louis has produced some outstanding basketball players. But, I mean, as far as professional basketball, it never flew. I mean, you know, Bob Costas cut his teeth on Camel Wax doing the Spirits of St. Louis. And you've obviously seen the Will Ferrell movie, which is a takeoff on the old ABA. But the fact of the matter is, it is a huge baseball and hockey town. It just is. They love the Blues, and they certainly love the Cardinals. So that's where we go. And the Mets, you know, listen, they got the Braves coming in. I think the Mets, which is weird because I thought they would be a little more aggressive at the deadline, but they didn't stand pat. They made some moves. But that lineup, you're not going to – I mean, Lindor went through an 0-for-33 about, what, two or three weeks ago. I mean, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He came out of it and then went right back into it quasi. Soto, you know he's gonna go on one of these tears. It's we got a month and a half of the season left, so it's not, you know, nobody's pushing the panic button yet, but they're getting close in New York. So that's what I'll say. So if the Yankees and Mets do their part, think about this. Then you've got the, you know, the U.S. Open tennis. Say what you want, it's a major and it's an enormous draw at the Arthur Ashe National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows. It's huge. I mean, it's 110% capacity, standing room only. It's one of my favorites. I mean, it is an absolute well-oiled machine. And say what you want about tennis players, they are phenomenal athletes. The hand-eye coordination serves now in excess of 122, 125 miles an hour. I mean, it is just crazy. And I like it because it is probably the Masters, the U.S. Open, you know, some of these, you know, I mean, the Olympics certainly would fall into this mix. We'll see it with the World Cup next year. I'll have a little thought on that in a moment. But what's really interesting is this is where people show up and you can sit. If you like the people watch, which I like to do, you'll see it all. I mean, you will see money. You will see fashion. You will see histrionics. You know, Spike Lee notwithstanding. These events crack me up. And, you know, the NBA is the same way in the World Series. I mean, people love the big events. So that being said, there's nothing like people watching this tennis crowd because they're, and I mean this respectfully, kind of. But you're going to see some people that are just completely nuts. I mean, they're drinking their Chardonnay and then drinking those honey rose or whatever those drinks were that the people were inhaling last year. I mean, long lines inside the arena. And then you got the outdoor courts going simultaneously. It is a absolute, to me, a blast. to just experience the U.S. Open. All right, that's my piece. But that's what New York. Then you're going to bring in the Ryder Cup. You're going to bring in the golf. Now, you know, does it bring an international flavor? Yeah. I mean, this is alternates. You know, it's biannual. So, you know, next time around, it'll be where? It'll be in Italy, I want to say. Or it'll be in Spain. But it's, you know, it's New York. It's Bethpage Black. It's right there on Long Island. And most of the people are going to stay right in the city. Broadway, the lights will be shining brightly, and there'll be a lot of extracurriculars, and it's a great event. It really and truly is. What else? Get to the – now, this, you got to spin the calendar ahead to next July 19th, and that's going to be the Meadowlands. MetLife will have the championship game of the World Cup 2026. Now, I looked at the schedule today – and I saw one thing and then read another. I think I saw that there would be multiple games played at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, home of the Giants. But then I'm seeing, I think the championship venue is a standalone one game, July 19th championship game. Against whomever. Who won it last year? Was it Argentina? But anyways, that is going to be New York as big as it can get. I'm serious. That, don't forget, remember the Super Bowl there? You had the Broncos and the Seahawks, and you had a horrible game. You had horrible weather. It, you know, it was New York, and you knew the NFL was not going to be able to resist bringing a Super Bowl to the, you know, New York City. And they did. The New York City area, the tri-state region. Yeah, of course it was packed. But the game stunk. The weather was even worse. And the logistics of getting in and out of there, as I was told, I did not go, but I heard from people who did, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. Well, if you think that's a nightmare, I was there in 1994. And I saw England and Ireland, I think it was Ireland and England, in the Meadowlands, and it was crazy. And I want to say a 2-1 final, but I had never been really exposed. Why? Not one iota. The World Cup, I wasn't really interested until I realized how big it was. And this is 1994, and it was absolutely crazy. I mean, you had the Irish folks with their, you know, and the English folks too, the fans, you know, with their nation's flags wrapped around them like they were swaddling it, tailgating that made Kansas City Chiefs one of the best tailgating venues in the NFL is Kansas City. Make no mistake about it. As you come off the Blue Ridge Parkway, it is unbelievable. Well, let me tell you something. The tailgating at the World Cup back in 1994, I'd never seen anything like it. It was just crazy. And then the action was just phenomenal. So that's where we go with that. So New York right now has two major events. They've got the Ryder Cup this year. They've got the World Cup next year. And then you look at the venues of this this World Cup a year from now. Atlanta, Miami, Houston, Boston, Inglewood, L.A., Vancouver, and it's the first time ever three countries. Now, you're going to have a few matches at Stadium Azteca, I want to say, in Mexico City, and you're also going to have some action in Canada. But it's the first time ever three countries will host predominantly. I mean, 90% of the matches contested on U.S. soil. But I'll tell you, this is going to be – I mean, we're a year out. And you're already reading a lot of coverage on the World Cup. I can't wait. And I know Dom's looking forward to it, too. Dom, how big do you think this World Cup will be, even though they're diluting it a little with Canada and Mexico? I would, maybe not diluting it, but branching out. How big do you think the 2026 World Cup will be? Biggest ever?
I think it's going to be a huge deal. The way the game has grown in the United States, there's a huge market in Canada. There's obviously a huge market for soccer in Mexico. I think it's going to be a big deal. I hope that the politics of the United States don't interfere and, you know, discourage people from attending, which unfortunately there's a very realistic possibility of that happening. But I think it's going to be a huge event, and I think it's going to be wildly successful.
You're talking about immigration, right? When you get to the political stuff?
Not necessarily immigration exactly, just I don't want people to be discouraged from coming. Having to worry right. about whether they're going to be able to stay to watch their team or if they're going to get kicked out even though they're on a visa or a travel visa or whatever it is. Just the uncertainty of, am I going to be able to stay for the 2 months of the World Cup is mainly what I was getting at.
Who right now on August 11th into August 12th do you think will it should be favored? This isn't from a gambling standpoint. This is just to win it. Who do you think has the inside track in your mind? Long way off, but I'm just curious.
I think it's got to be France. I know Argentina won the last one, but France is a very, very wildly talented team. They're very deep. I would want to say Portugal because they always show up in big tournaments, but it's tough to bet on them, metaphorically. England, they tend to not show up when it really matters also. So, and Germany's kind of been lost for what feels like years now. So Argentina, they've gotten a bit older, but they are the defending champs. But right now I'm going to take France.
Interesting. France. Where would you put the U.S.? Middle of the pack?
At best, yeah. Maybe they can get to the – maybe they can get out of the group play. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily feel more confident about going beyond that, though.
I'll tell you what, Fox has got a gold mine there. They really do. They have an absolute gold mine there. All right, let me dip into college football and kind of set the stage to close out the hour, and that is – college football right around the corner, obviously. Texas, Ohio State's going to start it. First time, I think, ever. We got a lot of firsts. I think Texas was anointed preseason number one, which means nothing, oh, by the way, other than the fact that it gets people thinking about college football. But that game in Columbus on August 3rd, the end of August, early September, like I said, Labor Day with U.S. Open and all the other stuff going on right through September. Then you've got Alabama – we'll take on Florida State, same, I'm going to assume, night. So that is a decent game. But other than that, and I was going to look up Michigan. Michigan's obviously got a coach sitting out, a suspension. Penn State's first big game doesn't happen until Oregon late September. It's amazing. That will be at Penn State, Oregon, Penn State, and let me tell you something, the Ducks are being overlooked in the Big Ten, and they shouldn't be. Michigan, they're at Oklahoma September 6th. You know, I can't get too wound up about that game. You know, a million years ago, that would have been, you know, appointment television. But that being said, Michigan's had, obviously, a great amount of success, so you got to give them a little bit of a glance there. But when I look around the country right now for big games, I mean, Southern Cal, I mean, Lincoln Riley is going to be on the clock this year. Their first real game to get excited about is in the conference. Michigan State at home, and then they go to Illinois, and then they play at Notre Dame October 18th. All right, we'll come back. Mike Griffith tomorrow, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our college football insider. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more baseball on a Monday into a Tuesday. It'll be good. Keep an eye on that. But I'm going to do a shameless shill right now, and there's a Bay Area connection. I love it. So I'm a big root beer fan, okay? I love root beer. A&W, Maine root beer, which you can get at Whole Foods, right from Maine. I mean, it's phenomenal. I use that word a lot. I say phenomenal too much. It's excellent. It's tasty. It's good. Is there Hires root beer? A&W, Maine root beer. I think there was a Hires root beer. Anyways, I digress. So do you think that there could possibly be any soda, root beer, Coke, orange, grape, lemon, whatever, that is actually good for you? Introducing the shameless shill. Olipop, O-L-I-P-O-P, classic root beer, and they're based in Oakland, California, available at Whole Foods as well. 35 calories, a root beer that is actually good for you, and I can't believe how good it tastes. I really can't. This is crazy. It combines the classic soda you know with the love of prebiotics, plant fiber, and botanicals to support your microbiome and digestive health. Finally, a refreshing soda that's actually good for you. I was shocked. A dear friend who I adore and love sent me a case of this stuff. And that's, a case is 12 cans. And I'm like, okay, she's really hyped this. I don't know. I mean, the expectations I have are off the charts. Oh, my God. Olipop. O-L-I-P-O-P. They're going to hear from me and the marketing team because they're a great fit. All right. Good job on Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to him for his travelogue with the Valkyries and the Sparks at the Chase Center. College football and baseball riches with us throughout the night. alternating hours here on Sports Overnight America. Catch you tomorrow from Boston. Adios.